Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Makos daf Chav Dalid, the very last daf of Maseches Makos. We are holding about 17, 18 lines from the end of the page on daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis at Amar Rabbi Lazar Begimel Mekomos. Last word on the line is Mekomos. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha Aleha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadie, and for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should return home safe. It's also sponsored by Rabbi Yisrael Moshe and Rebbetzin Shoshana Sif in honor of the birth of their grandson to their daughter and son-in-law Rina Bracha and the son of Tzvi Nagelblatt. Mazel tov to the entire Sif Nagelblatt families, and they should be zoche to be machnisa lebrisa shel Avraham Avinu bezman legadlo the Torah lechupa lemasim tovim. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today, first the Gemara is going to go through the three different times that Beis Din said something, and it was the Beis Din Shalmata said something, and the Beis Din Shalmaila was maskim with them, that the three places that there was Ruach HaKodesh in the Beis Din, that the Beis Din Shalmaila played a role. The Gemara is going to try to figure out how we know that that is actually true in these three instances. Then the Gemara is going to tell us how many mitzvahs there are in the Torah, and how we know it, what the remez is from the pasuk that there are this many mitzvahs in the Torah. And then the Gemara is going to tell us throughout various generations how various Nevi'im sort of narrowed down the mitzvot HaTorah, even though there are 613, to more essential groups of mitzvot to perhaps focus on more than the others. How David HaMelech came and identified 11 mitzvot to connect to more than the Yeshayahu made a list of 6, and Micha boiled it down to just Chesed and Tznius, and then Yeshayahu limited it Micha to 3, to justice, Chesed and Tznius, and Yeshayahu to 2, and Chabakuk to 1, to Tzadik Be'emunaso Yichya. Then the Gemara is going to tell us that cases where others would cry, but Rabbi Akiva would laugh, and that's how the Gemara is going to end. First, the Gemara, that's how the Gemara is going to. Well, along the way, I skipped one part. The Gemara is going to tell us about 4 different gzeros that Moshe Rabbeinu made that later Nevi'im were mevatel those gzeros. And then the Gemara ends off with 2 different situations where other Tanaim were crying and Rabbi Akiva was laughing, and it's going to explain the position of Rabbi Akiva. So let's begin again about 17, 18 lines from the end of the page. Amar Rabbi Lazar. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, B'shosh Mekoma Sofiyah Ruach HaKodesh, B'vezdino Shal Shem, B'vezdino Shal Shmol HaRamasi, B'vezdino Shal Shloma. We find 3 places where Ruach HaKodesh revealed itself in Beis Din, in a time where it needed to, in order to verify and certify that what the Beis Din said was in fact correct. So let's go through one by one. Be Beis Din Shal Shem, in the Beis Din of Shem, where Ruach Kodesh came out to Chsiv, because the pasuk says when Yehuda had paskin that Tamar, his daughter-in-law, should be chayiv sreifa because she was mezana, and then Tamar sent him the simanim of the man who was boel her, the simanim that he had sent her. Vayaker Yehuda vayomer tzadka me many, and Yehuda recognized what it was and that it was his stuff, and she said tzadka me many, that Tamar was tzadka, she was correct, and me many he mu'beres, she became pregnant from me, I am the father. So says Mar me na yada, meaning that's the pasuk reading of the pasuk tzadka me many, she's more righteous than I. But how does he know that? So the Gemara is assuming that what he really meant to say is tzadka, she is righteous in this matter, and me many, I am the father. So 2 different statements. Well, if that's the case, me na yada, how did he know that it was from him? Maybe just like he was boel her, maybe she was promiscuous with other men as well, and maybe the father of this child is not him. Maybe it's one of these other guys that she may have been with. So it must be that the word me many was not Yehuda talking. Rather, yatsa baskol v'amra me many yatsu kivushim, that that these hidden matters came out from me, that I was gozer, the baskol came out, the heavenly voice came out and said, I was gozer, that there has to be zera that comes out from this union of Yehuda and Tamar, because this is what's going to produce all the kings of the Jewish people, and many of the kings of the Jewish people in the future. So that it was mimeni that came in Hashemayim, that was one case where a baskol came out. The Aruch Lener asked the question, well, once Yehuda realized that he was the one that was boel her, so now he knows that she didn't do an Avera at all, because she was Muteras to him, because he was the father of her husband, and that was the pre-Matan Torah form of Yibum. So she has a Cheskes Kashrus. So how could it be that the Gemara is asking, well, I don't know, maybe just like he slept with her, maybe she slept with the whole world, maybe she slept with all these other guys also. What do you mean? Why would you assume that about her? When you thought that she had Znus, and that the Raya was that she was pregnant, so then I understand. There's a major Rayasa on her Cheskes Kashrus. But once you know that you're the one that was Boel her, she still has a Cheskes Kashrus. Why would you assume that she was with other people? So the Aruch HaNer says that first they told Yehuda, Zinsa Tamar Kalascha V'gam Hinei Har L'Znunim, that there were two things. They were made that she was Mizana, other than the fact that she's pregnant. And by the way, she's also pregnant. So that's where the Gemara says, oh, well, if that's the case, then how do you know that the baby was from him? But then it became clarified that no, they were just assuming. They went beyond what they knew. Their only evidence was her pregnancy. They didn't have any evidence of further znus. And once that became clear, then Eina Chinami, there would be no reason to suspect her of further wrongdoing. Second example, Beveiz Dino Shel Shmuel. The pasuk says Shmuel tells the Jewish people when they make Shaul a king, he said, I want you to testify about me neged Hashem neged Mashicho, in the presence of Hashem and his king. Eshor Mila Kachti, whose ox did I take? And the pasuk continues, even though the Gemara doesn't quote the whole thing, V'chamor Mila Kachti, and whose donkey did I take? V'esmiya Shakti, who did I steal from? V'esmiya Tzosu Miyad Mila Kachti, Kofar V'elameinai V'ashiv Lechem, meaning, did I take a penny from anybody? I'll return any money. Meaning, was I not a faithful servant of the Tzibur? V'yomu, and they said, Lo Ashaktanu, V'lo Ratzosanu, and continues, V'lo Lekachtu Miyad Ishmuma, you took nothing. V'yomer, so he says, Eid Hashem, V'eid Mashicho, Ki Lo Matzasim Biyadimu Uma, let Hashem be witness, and let the Melech be a witness, that you have found nothing that I have taken. V'yomer, and they said, Eid, yes, we testified that this is true. Now, Vayomer Eid sounds like it's the people that are saying Eid, but the problem is, Vayomer, Vayomru mi Bayile, if it's the people, it's the whole Jewish, it should have been Vayomru, that they said, B'lashon Rabim. So it must be that it's not them, but rather Yatzah Baskel Va'amra Eid Ani B'davar Zeh, that a Baskel came out and said, I am the Eid about this matter. So that's the Eidus. Now, when he says that Chamar mi lakachti, the Rashi writes on the pasuk that what's the chiddush that he didn't take things from people? So Rashi says even business expenses. The Shmuel, we know, traveled from town to town in order to take care of the people, to be shofet as Yisrael. So you would imagine traveling expenses he's entitled to take from them. And even that, chamor mi lakachti, a chamor, at least to get from one place to the other, to pay for his Uber rides and his plane ticket, that's a standard. No, but even that he didn't take from them. The Beis Din of Shlomo, the Beis Din of Shlomo, it was the third example, Dechsev, because the pasuk says when two women came in front of Shlomo HaMelech fighting over a baby, there was a live baby and a dead baby, and each one claimed that the live baby was theirs, and Shlomo HaMelech paskined that they should divide the baby in half, and one of them that said, no, just give the baby to the other one. So Vayana HaMelech Vayomer, Tenu La Eseyel Arachai V'Ameis Lo Temisu, He Imo, he said, give the baby to the one that said that she'd rather give up the baby than divide the baby in half. She is the mother. Well, Mina Yada, how did he know that she was really the mother? Dilma Yarume Miyarma, maybe she was doing a trick that Shlomo HaMelech should think that she's the mother, meaning she was acting extra compassionate the way a mother would, because she was getting into character, because the whole thing was an act. So Yatsa Baskel Vamra, He Imo. So no, it was a Baskel that came out and said, He Imo. The Rush points out that you see that the Gemara says, the Gemara's question was not on Shlomo HaMelech's psak. The Gemara's question was, how can you say definitively he imo? You can paskin that give the baby to that mother. So says the Rosh in the Tshuva, you see that if you don't have a definitive raya, so Chacham is allowed to paskin based on Omer Adas. He's allowed to paskin based on his best assessment and his best guess of what it is when you don't have rayos peruros. And that the Gemara didn't have a problem with. It's just, how could he have said definitively? So it must be that it was the Baskel that that said it definitively. So says Mara, Amar Rav Ami Mai, how do any of these stories prove that there was necessarily a participation of the Beis Din Shalmaila of a Baskal that came from Shamayim? Each question we can answer differently. The question on each of the three stories. Dilma Yehuda, Kibin the Chashav Yarchiv Yomei, Visrami the Chazinan, Mechaskinan, Delo Chazinan, Lo Mechaskinan. Maybe with Yehuda it's very simple. How did he know that she wasn't Mizana with other people? Maybe he did a Cheshbon. How did he know that the baby was his? Maybe he did a Cheshbon of when his Maisa Bia was and where she's holding in pregnancy. And it works out perfectly. So we knew that it was his. So that which he knows about, which fits exactly to her pregnancy, that you could assume is the chazaka of where the pregnancy comes from. Something that you have no idea, which is purely speculative. Who knows? Maybe she was with other people. You're not going to be machzik that that's what actually happened. Shmuel Nami, in the case of Shmuel also, it could be that when it was the Jewish people that said aid, and not the baskol that said aid. Why does it say vayomer b'lashon yachid? Because kuli Yisrael kari l'b'lashon yachidi. Dichsiv Yisrael noshav Hashem. The entirety of the Jewish people are referred to b'lashon yachidi. We find that all the time, right? That's the yisod of the Gra, that a lot of times you have mitzvos in the Torah that are said b'lashon rabim, and you have mitzvos in the Torah that are said b'lashon yachid, right? So whenever you have a mitzvah in the Torah that said b'lashon rabim, it means each and every individual. But when you have a mitzvah in the Torah that said b'lashon yachid, it means klal Yisrael as a unit, that there is this unit called klal Yisrael. So if the entirety of the people were in this together and they all agreed, they might be referred to b'lashon yachid vayomer. They say aid, Shlomo Nami, and by Shlomo as well, we could say that he's the one that said he imo, and it wasn't the baskol. How did he know that this was the mother of 100%? Because this one had Rachmanis on the baby, the other one didn't have Rachmanis on the baby. So he understood that this one was the mother, the other one was not the mother. But didn't the Gemara already address that? Didn't the Gemara say, asks the Ritva, that but maybe it was a harama, maybe she was only expressing Rachmanis on the baby in order to convince Shlomo that she was the mother, but she wasn't really the mother? So says the Ritva, no, what the Gemara is adding over here is, Enochinami, if one of them were showing a lot of Rachmanis, that would not be proof positive that that's the mother, because maybe she was just getting into character and acting as the mother. But v'haloka merachamta, that's what the Gemara is adding. The other one was saying, yeah, go ahead, cut the baby in half. Now I know that's not the mother. Process of elimination, the other one is the mother. So it was more the raya from the one that was saying to cut the baby in half than the raya of the one that was saying that they shouldn't touch the baby. Ella Gemara, so it must be this idea that there was a participation of the Beis Din Shalmaila, it must be a tradition that we were Mekabel, that when Yehuda, that Yehuda is not the one that said Mimeni, was the Baskol, and by Shmuel when it said Eid, it was the Baskol, and by Shlomo when it said Hiimo, it was the Baskol, it was all from heaven. Okay, Darsh Rabbi Simlai, probably one of the most famous Mamari Chazal in all of Shas, Sheish Meos Shoshas Mitzvos Nermelo Lemosha. There were 613 mitzvos that were said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shalosh Meos V'Shishim V'Chamesh Lavin, 365 Losa, says Kaminyan Mosachama, corresponding to the number of days in a solar year, Umasayim V'Arbaim Mishmona Asayim, and 248 mitzvos, say Kenegadei V'Arv Shaladam, corresponding to the limbs of a person's body. The Ramban, in the first Hasaga to the Sefer Mitzvos in Shoresh Aleph, writes that according to Rov Rishonim, this number of 613 is Allah Moshe Misinai. That we knew this number of 613, and what all the Rishonim do when they count up the mitzvos is just try to figure out how to arrive at this number 613. However, the Bahag holds that Rabbi Simlai didn't have a Lach L'Moshe Misinai. What Rabbi Simlai did was he just chashbin out what all the mitzvahs were, and then he counted it up, and it turned out to be 613. But there was no tradition prior to Rabbi Simlai of what these what the number of mitzvahs were. But that's the machlokas. Now it happens to correspond to the days of the year and the limbs of a person's body, probably to indicate how all encompassing the mitzvahs HaTorah are. That a person is obligated to do the mitzvahs every single day. There's never a vacation from doing the mitzvahs, and with every fiber of his being, a person is expected to do the mitzvahs. So Amar Rav Amnuna, Maikra, where is it merumas in the Torah that we have such a concept of 613? Torah tziva lanu Moshe morasha. So Torah is begematria shismeh v'chatzrei havi. Torah is a gematria of 611. Then you have anochi v'lo yelucha mipi agvura shemanum. That was not tziva lanu Moshe. That was we got directly from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's two more, and that's how we get to the number of Taryag mitzvos. Now the Rambam writes in Mitzvos Haseh Aleph in the Sefer HaMitzvos that Anochi Hashem Elokecha is one of the mitzvos. It's the first mitzvah that we have to believe in our Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that our Kodesh Baruch Hu brings about everything that happens in this world. And he says, how do I know that it's an actual mitzvah? This Gemara. It says Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe and Anochi and Lo Yelecha are two more, so Anochi is clearly a mitzvah. However, the Bahag in the Hakdama makes a point specifically that Anochi does not get counted as a mitzvah. And the Ramban explains in the Asagah to Sefer HaMitzvos, because Emunah B'Metzius Hashem is the foundation of all mitzvos, meaning there cannot be such a thing as a mitzvah if there is no mitzvah. So there is no idea of a mitzvah without a mitzvah, without Emunah B'Hashem. And therefore, the Ramban is going to be in trouble over the Bahag and the Ramban. What are they going to do with the fact that it says in our Gemara that Anochi V'lo Yelecha adds two more? So says Ramban, simple. There are two mitzvos in Lo Yelecha. There are two Isurim. There's an Isur to make a Pesel, and there's an Isur to be Mishtachve and to be Oved to a Pesel. So you're not allowed to make a Pesel, nor allowed to worship a Pesel. So Anochi V'lo Yelecha is two of the Dibros, but the second of the Dibros happens to contain two mitzvos, and the first of the Dibros happens to contain zero mitzvos. That's the way the Ramban explains. Now the Rivan reads the Gemara the way we just read it, that it's just a statement. 611 plus 2. The Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvos, understands the Gemara as Akasha V'Teret, that Rav Hamnuna says that Torah is B'Gematria like Rabbi Simlai, that it works out. That's how we know 613 mitzvahs, because Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. So the Gemara then asks, wait, you did the Cheshbon wrong. Torah is only 611, it's not 613. And the Gemara answers, Anoch V'Leyochem Yipar Gvur Shmanim. I don't know of any difference in which way you read it, but that's the way the Rambam reads it. Okay, so now Simon Damashmak Sak. So typically Simanim are helpful, and you could figure out what the Simon is and how it corresponds to the Gemara that's coming up. Over here it's a little bit more difficult. So in the Masifta he quotes Alam Natseach LeDavid, who says that that the Simon should be as follows. Dalid Mem is David Malkenu, Shin is Yeshayahu, Mem is Micha, Kuf is Habakkuk, and because those are the words of the Nevi'im that the Gemara is going to darshan, so that's Demashmak. And Samach Kuf is Merames that the Gemara wanted to darshan from the Nevuah of Amos, but Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, the Kuf from Yitzchak, was Docha, the Drasha that we're going to want to darshan from Amos. So not such a direct simon. Okay, so the Rabbi Simlai darshan as well. But David v'midan alachasasrei, that David HaMelech went and narrowed it down, so to speak, to 11 mitzvos. The Rivan writes that initially the generations were tzaddikim and they were able to be makabel the all of so many mitzvos, but in later generations people were not such great tzaddikim, and if we try to bite off more than we can chew, we're not going to be successful. So David HaMelech had to narrow down our goals that we should be zocha to be mekayim at least that, it would be atzala porta, that we'll at least be able to fulfill these 11. Now it is hard to imagine that's really exactly what's going on, that David HaMelech is saying, okay, forget the other 602, just these 11. You know, we have a mitzvah in the Torah, an issur in the Torah, lo sasif al hadavar asher anochi mitzaveh eschem velo sigru umimenu. You're not allowed to take away from the mitzvos of the Torah. Eila mitzvos, ein navi rashai lechadish davar me'ata. Eila mitzvos, these are the mitzvos. No navi is allowed to change the mitzvos of Torah. So what exactly is happening over here? So the Rama explains that someone's mekayim kala Torah kula, Kodesh Baruch Hu will give him a special skula that he'll have hagana from the Yetzer Hara, that it'll be making him from, it'll protect him from the Yetzer Hara. So in addition to the kiyumei mitzvos, which one is obligated in, there's also a little help from above in being able to overall be a better Eved Hashem. So that's what David HaMelech did. David HaMelech said, these 11 will give you that extra skula, meaning obviously, anyone in their lifetime is not going to be ready for everything all at once. A person is expected to grow at a pace that makes sense, where a person is constantly growing, constantly trying to be better, with the goal to be perfect fulfillment of all Taryag Mitzvahs, whether we're ever going to get to that goal or not. But David HaMelech was strategizing that if you want protection from the Yetzer Hara, which is the best way to continue to be successful in that goal, start with these 11. The Ran in Drush Saran, in the sixth Drush, says that there are many mitzvahs among the Taryag mitzvahs that have greater schar, that have schar that corresponds to what many other mitzvahs would have. But we don't know. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Einat Yodea Matan Schar Shal Mitzvahs, right? Of Izari Mitzvah Kalaki Bechamura, because we don't really know the Matan Schar of mitzvahs. Moshe Rabbeinu never told us because he wanted us to be Mekayim all the mitzvahs. But David HaMelech saw that most people are never going to achieve Shleimus, so he revealed 11 mitzvahs that have an unusually high level of schar. And that's what's going on in the Gemara, that this is a revelation from the Nevi'im about a variety of mitzvahs that have an incredibly high level of schar, right? Rav Shechter pointed out yesterday in Yeshiva that there used to be some Rabbanim that were of the mindset that you can't do Kiruv unless the person you're doing Kiruv on is 100% committed to everything. And, doing it piecemeal, getting someone to do a little bit, to put on tefillin, to keep Shabbos, to light Shabbos, a waste of time. What are you going to accomplish if the person's going to continue? And then they said, just like by Geirus, we only are Mekabel Ger. If a person says, I'm Mekabel everything, chutz mi davar echad, then we're not Mekabel him as a Ger. You got to be Mekabel everything. But he said, obviously that's not correct. I mean, it turns out that that's not the correct approach. That's a Ger. That's someone who doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael. When it comes to Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, he said, many of the people that we try to be Mekariv, they have much greater Yichus than me and you. They come from, these are grandchildren of Rabbi Kiva Eger. These are grandchildren of Abaye and Rava. How can you, we can't dismiss. You have to little by little. So there's value in that. So Bad David V'Midon Alachasasrei. So David HaMelech narrowed it down to 11 mitzvahs. Tichsiv, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Mizma le David, Hashem mi yogur ba'alecha, mi yashkun b'har kachecha, holich tamim po'ol tzedek, v'dover ames bil vavo, lo ragala l'shono, lo asa l'reo ra'a, v'cherpa lo nasa al krovo, nivze be'in of nimas, v'ziri Hashem yichabit, nishpa lo hara, v'lo yamir, kaspa lo nasan b'neshech, v'shochel al naki lo lakach. So that's 11 mitzvos, and it concludes with, oseele lo yimot li'olam. Now you do these, and you'll be okay. So now we're going to go through one by one of these 11 mitzvos. Holich tamim, and we're going to give examples of people who fulfilled these 11 things. Holich tamim ze Avram. That's a reference to Avram Avinu, who fulfilled the mitzvahs of Hashem b'tmimos. D'chsev, because the pasuk says that Hashem said to Avram, hisalech lefanai ve'heyei tamim. Poel tzedek, someone who does his work with faithfulness and with honesty, kigon Abba Chilkiyo. That's like Abba Chilkiyo, because the Gemara in Tainis Tav Chav Gimel tells us that when the Chachamim greeted him, since he was a Schir Yom, he was being paid by the day or by the hour, he didn't want to stop his malacha to respond in kind. He wouldn't take a moment off from his work day, because he was a Poel tzedek. V'dover emes bilvavo, kigon Rav Safra. That's a reference to the story of Rav Safra, that someone came to buy something from him, but he was in the middle of saying Kriya Shema, so he didn't respond. The person said, I'll pay you $1,000 for it, and he didn't respond because he was in the middle of Kriya Shema, and the person kept on raising the price, and by the time he finished Kriya Shema, the guy was up to $5,000, and then at the end, when he finished Kriya Shema, he says, okay, I'll sell it to you for $1,000, because that's what he would have sold it for in the first place had he not been in the middle of Kriya Shema. So that's Dover Emes Bilvavo, because in his heart, that's what he was willing to do. Lo Ragal Al Lishona, that he didn't speak Sheker, Ze Yaakov Avinu. That's a reference to Yaakov Avinu, Duchsiv, because the Pasuk says when Rivka advised him to tell Yitzchak that he was Esav in order to be able to secure the brachos, he didn't want to. He said, Ulayu Mesheni Avivi, Yisi Beinav, Kimisatea. In the end, he did it because it was Bal Karcho, it was Al Pi Adibur, Rivka was a Neviya, and he had no choice but to listen to her. But that hesitation that he didn't want to do it. Lo Asa L'Re'ehu Ra'a, Shal lo yorad lo umnus chavero, that someone who doesn't, who's not yorad lo umnus chavero, someone who doesn't take away somebody else's business. It's a sugya in the second paragraph about Basra, about being yorad lo umnus chavero. It's what people refer to commonly as hasagas gavul, that, you know, someone has a business in the neighborhood, you open up a competing business, that's going to be ruinous competition. It's going to put him out of business. The point is that the Achronim say that the maila is that even if it's mutter, there are many cases where it's actually mutter to do, but even if it's mutter, a person should try to stay away from such behavior. V'cherpa lo nasa al krovo, so zeh hamakari v'skrovav. That's someone who will not tolerate the bizyonos of his krovim. He's makari of them, and he makes sure that they live with dignity. Nivza be'en of nimas, zeh chizkiyo, someone who is nimas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be buzzer be'en of as well, meaning that's what it means, that if it's the person who HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look down on, so that causes us to look down on them as well. Zeh chizkiyo ha-melech, shegir ratz mosaviv b'mitah shel chavalim. That's chizkiyo ha-melech, who didn't do a respectful funeral for his father, because his father was a Rasha. He was an Ovid Avodah Zarah. Ve'es yirei Hashem yichabed, zeh Yehoshafat melech Yehuda. That's Rav Yehoshafat melech Yehuda. Shabshah sheyiro Talmud Chacham, hayo'omin mikisa, when he saw Talmud Chacham, he got up from his chair, mechabko, and he hugged him, menashko, and he kissed him, v'korilo, and he would call to him, Avi, Avi, Rebbe, Rebbe, Mari, Mari. He would refer to him by three different titles. Ben Yoyada says that three different titles, because since he learned Torah, has three darkei limud, pshat, remez, v'sod, so that's why he used three different titles. The Aruch Haner says, more pashut, that three lashonos relate to the three milos of a Talmud Chacham. Avi, to show that the entire world is supported in the zuchus of the Talmud Chacham. So it's like a father who supports his children, who provides mizonos for his children. Rebbe, because he's like a Rebbe who gives chayol abba. And Mari, because he's like an adon, that to let it know that that the kavod of the Rebbe should be is equated with the kavod of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Mishnah in the fourth paragraph of Pirkei Avos says Mar Rabcha Kamar Shemayim. Right, so that's why he refers to him by these three names. Nishba la Rav lo Yamir, that a person shouldn't violate a shvua. Rabbi Yochanan, Damer Rabbi Yochanan, Ahabatainis Achava LeBesi. That Rabbi Yochanan would say that I'm sorry, I can't eat at your house because I have a tainis until I come home. And even though the tainis may not, that declaration of tainis may not have been binding, but he still nevertheless kept to it. Kaspel Lanasan Beneshech, Hafilu Bribis of Chavim. What's the mile of Kaspel Lanasan Beneshech of not doing ribis? It's Asr to do ribis. It's many Isurim to do ribis. No, even ribis of Chavim, which is mutter, because you don't want to get into the habit and of lending money with ribis, because it's very enticing to want to continue to do that, and then you may end up doing that with Jewish people as well. V'shochad al naki lo lokach, that he didn't take a shochad even when it was mutter to do so, when it was al pidin. So kigon Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, when's it ever mutter to take shochad? Like the story in the end of Maseches Ksubos with Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, that he had a field and he had an aris, a sharecropper, who would bring a basket of fruits from the field every erev Shabbos to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. One Thursday, Beis Din is open on Mondays and Thursdays. One Thursday, that aris happened to have a din Torah in front of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. So he figured, why am I going to schlep a second trip and I'm going to go Friday? I'm there Thursday anyway for a din Torah. I'll bring him the basket one day early. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says, Shochad, I cannot don your case. Well, because he got the basket that he's entitled to anyway. One day early? Yeah, even that, which would have been technically mutter, he recused himself from judging the case. So now the Gemara brings a pasuk, a maisa related to the pasuk of Osei Eile Lo Yimot the Olam. So Ksiv, the pasuk says, Osei Eile Lo Yimot the Olam, which is, again, at the end we said, if you do all these 11, then Lo Yimot the Olam. So Kshay Ram Gamliel Magiel Mikrazel Yeboch, and Ram Gamliel arrived at this pasuk, he would cry, Amar Man David Lulukulu, someone who fulfills all of these mitzvahs, Udala Yimot, that's where we say, Osei Eile Lo Yimot, but Hachad Minayu, but if he's Mekayim only one of them, then Yimot, then he's going to be finished. So Amrulay, so they said to Ram Gamliel, Mik Siv Osei, Kol Eile Ose Eile Ksiv Afilu B'chadim Minayu. No, you're reading the pasuk wrong. It doesn't say Ose Kol Eile. It says Eile. It sounds like any one of them. Dilote Ma'achi, because otherwise, if you don't read the pasuk, if you don't say that Eile means even one of them, Ksiv Krachina. There's another pasuk about Arayos where it says Al Titamu B'chol Eile. So Hasam Nami Ha Anogea B'chol Eile Hu Demetame B'chadim Minayu Lo. Wait, you think only someone who's Metame to all of the Arayos is in trouble, but with one of them is not nitma? That's not possible. Elulav must be that kol eila means ba'achas mikol eila, one of all of these things. Chanami over here also by David saying osa eila without the word kol, so for sure it means ba'achas mikol eilu. If even with the word kol it could mean ba'achas mikol eilu, without the word kol for sure it means achas mikol eilu. Now the achronim are a little bit bothered that if that's really what they're doing, that each one is knocking it down to achas mikol elu, so each one is progressively, who's making a shorter list, is progressively being more machmir, not more mekel. Right? Meaning if you're saying that instead of focusing on 6 or 13, focus on 11. No, focus on 6. No, focus on 3. No, focus on... See, each one is progressively being more mekel. But if you're going to say that as long as you do one of these 11, here are your choices. And then the next one says, no, you don't get 11 choices. One of these 6. So then it's being more machmir on each one. So you have to work that out. Yishayo narrowed it down to 6 mitzvahs. Tichsiv, holik tzedakos, v'dover, meisharim, mois, bevetza, ma'ashakos, noar, kapav, mitmoch, b'shochad, otei, mazlum, mishmo, adamim, vozim, elav, mira, ospira. So one by one. Holik tzedakos, Avram, avinu, tichsiv, ki yidatev, l'man asher yitzaveh, that I know he's going to be mitzaveh, as bonav, as beisu, achrev, and they're going to follow the lasos, tzedako, u'mishpat. So you see that aside from doing tzedakos and gemilas chasadim himself, he's going to teach his children to do the same. That's holik tzedakos, that it's going to go on through the generations. V'dover mesharim zeh she'eino maknit p'nei chaver barabim. That's someone who's not mitzayer his friend by saying hurtful words in public. Mois bebetzem ashakos kugon Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Someone who has a strong distaste for any stolen money. That's like Yishmuel ben Elisha, that a person would bring rachis against him, and he didn't want to take it if he knew that this was a person who was in the habit of giving his rachis against to a different kohen. So it's as if you're stealing from that other kohen by trying to give to me. He relies on you. Noar kapov mitmoch b'shochad kigon Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi. That's the story of Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi we already told. Otei mazno mishmo adamim d'loshama b'zilusa d'somer rabbanim v'shasik. That a person does not hear the b'zionos of a Talmud Chacham and sits silently by. Kigon Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. That's like Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon that his body was still intact many years after he died, except for one worm that came out of his ear, and he told his wife in a dream that he was punished with that one worm because one time he heard a gunus of a Talmud Chacham and he didn't make a proper macha'a. So since HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makbid about that for one time, you see the value of being careful about this matter, that when you see bizyonos to Talmud Chacham to make a proper macha'a. That's the way Rabbi Chiya bar Abba darshan. Damar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba zeh she'en mistachl v'nash m'sha she'omdos al kvisa. That also made of miros bara is a reference to someone who doesn't, who's not mistakel at women at the time that they're doing the laundry, so they have to pull up their sleeves all the way. So he's not mistakel in such a case. Gemara Bava Basra says that we must be talking that's talking about a case where a guy is nowhere else to be, he has no choice but to be in that location. If he has another choice, another derech to go where he doesn't have to be in that location, just by being there, even if he doesn't look, he's a rasha. A person shouldn't put themselves in such a situation. Uksiv humeromi mishkon, and it says after these 6 that humeromi mishkon, that he's going to be zocha to this great maila. So ba micha v'midan al shalosh micha then came and narrowed it down to 3. Uksiv igid lecha adamatov mashem dorish mishkon kiyamasos mishpat ba'avas chesed v'atznei alecha simel. So those are 3 mitzvos. Asos mishpat zeh hadin. Avas, that's din, to do everything with justice. Avas chesed zeh gmilz chesadim. Vatznei alecha zeh utzos ameis vachnasas kala. That tznei alechas means even things that are more public type of things, you should try to do bitznius when you help out to pay for a levaya, to pay for a wedding. I know people, when they make weddings, they pay for someone else's wedding. That they say, I'm spending all this money on a wedding, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed me with this much money, so they pay for another wedding. For a wedding that's a lot cheaper than the wedding that costs less than the flowers for the wedding. So things that are not typically done bitzina, Amra Torah Vatznei Aleches, the Torah says Vatznei, things that people do bitzina, alachas kama v'kama, all the more so they should go bitznius. Chazir v'shayyahu v'amidon al shtayim. So Yishayahu went and was mamid al shtayim. Shnemar ko'amar Hashem, shomru mishpat v'asu tzedakah. And the pasuk continues, ki krov Yeshua si lavo v'tzidkasi lihigalos. But Amos v'amidon alachas. Amos put it down to one. Shnemar ko'amar Hashem l'veis Yisrael, dirshuni v'chiyu. All you need to do is be doresh Hashem. Look for Hashem. Maskav v'nachem Yitzchak, eima dirshuni v'chiyu. Maybe the Shuni means in the entirety of Torah, so it's not narrowing it down to one. It's saying, you know, look for Hashem, and you know, Kala Torah Kula Shemoshu Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, so look for all of it. So Ella Habakkuk v'midin alachas. Habakkuk is the one that narrowed it down to one. Shneemar v'tzadik be'munasul yichya. That having emuna b'Hashem is what it all comes down to, and that such a person is going to be zocha to be yichya, to be zocha to chayim. Amar Rabbi Yosef Bechanina, Arba Gzeres Kosam Moshe Rabbeinu al Yisrael, Bo Arba Neviim u'Bitl. Moshe Rabbeinu made four Gzeres on Klal Yisrael, and four Neviim came on Vatalim one by one. Moshe Amar v'yishkon Yisrael betach b'dad ein Yaakov. When are we going to be sitting securely when we're tzaddikim like Yaakov Avinu? But Amos Abitla Shneimar Chadolna Miyakum Yaakov. He said no one could be like Yaakov Avinu. Ksiv Nichem Hashem Elzos. So Hashem changed it, that you don't have that Tanai anymore. That in order to have security, we don't need to be in a madrig of Yaakov Avinu. Moshe Amar Ubagoyim Ahem Lo Targia. That we're not going to have Menucha in Galus. But Yirmiyahu and Avi came and he was Mevatelit Va'amar, and he said Haloch Largio Yisrael. That even when we're in Galus, Hashem will calm us down, that there will be times that we'll have Menucha. Moshe Amar Poket Avonavos Albanim, that the children are going to suffer for the sins of the parents. By Yecheskel Ubitla, Yecheskel is Mevatel HaNefesh HaChotei Sitamus, that only the Nefesh that is Chotei, only the person who did the Avera is going to die for the Avera. And a fourth Gzera, Moshe Amar, Moshe Rabbeinu said, V'Ibadtem Bagoyim, that we're going to be lost entirely and no one's going to find us. By Yishayov Amar, V'yob Yamui, Taka B'Shav Gadol. No, there's going to come a time where you talk about Shavu Gadol, and the pasuk says, "Uvo ovdim beretz Asher v'anidachim beretz Mitzrayim v'yishtachvu laHashem b'har haKodesh b'Yerushalayim." That we're going to return to Yerushalayim, we're going to return to Eretz Yisrael. We're not going to be lost forever. There's going to be a return to our land. So Amar Rav Mistafina mehaikra. Rav says, "I was afraid of this pasuk that it says va'avaditem b'goyim." It sounds like we're going to be ne'avad forever. We go into Galus and we're not coming back. So Maskar of Papa, Dilma Kaveda Mispakeshes. Maybe the mushal to the Aveda is not about that we're gone, but like an Aveda that people are still looking for. That you shouldn't feel like you're an Aveda and everyone's forgotten about you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's still looking for you. Tichsiv Te'isi Kiseh Oved Bike Shavdecha. That I've been lost like a Seh Oved, who the Bailim is being Mevakesh, is looking for. So too Hashem should be Mevakesh is Avadim. Elami Seifa Dekra. So the Gemara explains that it wasn't Vavadim Megayim that frightened him. It was the end of the pasuk. Va'achle eschem eretz oyveichem, that you'll be devoured in your enemy's lands. So Maskam Marzutra, Dilma Kachilas Kishuin v'diluin. Yeah, devoured, but maybe like the eating of Kishuin and Diluin, where you don't eat the whole thing, you leave some over. So even when Klal Yisrael is devoured, even when our enemies are killing, there's always someone left. There's always some people left that we're able to rebuild from. The Makar Baruch says that Kishuin, the Gemara in Bracha says, are called kishum because they're kashum leguf kicharevos, that those who eat it have major stomach problems, those major damage to them. Those who try to come and consume Klal Yisrael, it's going to be kishum. It's going to do a lot of damage to them in the long run. Kvar hayram gamliyav Rav Blazman and Zayv Rav Shuvah Rav Kiva Malchum Bederek v'shamu kala manu shal Romi mipal to Bracha me'av esr mil. They heard the success of the Romans from 120 mil away, which obviously is not literal. You don't hear anything from that far away, but they heard about it. They got the impression V'ischilu bochen, so they all started to cry. Rabbi Akiva mesachik. Rabbi Akiva was laughing. So Amr lo. They said to Rabbi Akiva, Neimata mesachik. Amr lehem, batem neimatem bochim. Why are you crying? Amr lo. Goyim alolu shemishtachim la'atzavim, mekatrim la'avodz chavim, yoshin betach v'ashkeit. These goyim were over the avodazara. They're living in peace and security. V'anu beis hadom ragli elokeinu. And we, our beis hamikdash, sarav be'esh, is burnt in fire below nifka. We shouldn't cry. So Amr lehem, the kachani mesachik says that's exactly what I'm so happy about. Umala over ritzono kach. If this is how Hashem treats people who do avodah zara, lo osi ritzono lach kam v'kam. Can you imagine the great schar that the tzaddikim are going to have? Patience, you gotta have patience. Doesn't happen immediately, but the schar is going to be so much greater. Shuv pamachas ayol in Yerushalayim kiven shigil laharat sofim karu b'gdayim. They went to Yerushalayim, and when they got to haharat sofim, they tore their begadim because they saw the churban of the Beis Hamikdash kiven shigil laharat bayis ra'u shul shiyatzim beis kotchei hakadoshim. And when they got to Har Bayis, they saw a fox going outside the Kodesh HaKadosh on the Makom of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hischilu hein bochen, Rabbi Kiva Mitzachik. They cried, Rabbi Kiva laughed. Amr lo, m'nei ma'ata Mitzachik. Why are you laughing at a time like this? Amr lo, m'nei ma'ata bochen. Why are you crying? Amr lo, makom shekasubo v'azor ha'karev, you must. Akshel shu'olam hilchu v'lo nifke. I don't understand. The place where even, a czar that comes on is going to die immediately. And now we have a shu'ol that's going there. We shouldn't cry. So Amr lo, he says, the kachani Mitzachik. The pasuk says, after Hashem tells you, to write that the Churban is going to come quickly. That we have two Edim, Uriah and Zechariah. What does one got to do with the other? Uriah b'Mikdash Rishon. Uriah was Misnavi during Mikdash Rishon. Zechariah b'Mikdash Sheni. Elo tala kasan v'vasu shal Zechariah b'vasu shal Uriah. The two Nevuos are dependent upon one another. B'Uriah k'siv l'chein b'glachem Tzion sada techaresh. That Tzion is going to be like a plowed field. That old men and old women are going to sit in the streets of Yerushalayim, and Ishal Mishanto Biyado Mirov Yamin, people are going to be walking on canes because they're going to live to such a ripe old age. Achlo Niskayim Nevoasa Shal Uriah, till Uriah's Nevoah was fulfilled, the Yisim Yisari Shal Niskayim Nevoasa Shal Zechariah. I was worried that Zechariah's Nevoah wouldn't be fulfilled. Achlo Niskayim Nevoasa Shal Uriah Biyadur Shal Nevoasa Shal Zechariah Miskayamis. Now I see that Uriah's Nevoah was fulfilled, I'm confident so will Zechariah's. Baloshna Zahomrlo, so the other Tanaim said to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva Nichamtanu. So Hadron Allah Hilin and Lokan Siklam Sechs Makos, Malz of everybody on the Siyam. Tomorrow, Hashem will start Shavuos. Good Shabbos, everyone.